From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. The Days of 47 Rodeo is upon us. This annual event helps to celebrate our Western heritage, celebrating 100 years of rodeo in downtown Salt Lake City, and it's being led by Kem Gardner, who will be our guest today on Downtown SLC. We'll talk about the importance of the rodeo to our Western heritage, the plans for expansion, and the new elements this year that are adding a food component with a barbecue rib cook-off, country music, petting zoo, a host of Western activities all around this great event, the Days of 47 Rodeo, going on in downtown Salt Lake City all week long. All of that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, joined today by my friend, Kem Gardner. Kem is the founder of the Gardner Company and the chair of the Gardner Company and the chair of the Days of 47 Rodeo. Kem, thanks for being here today.
You're welcome, Jason. Thanks. You are a good friend.
We're friends. I appreciate you for lots of reasons. An amazing commitment to downtown Salt Lake City, an amazing commitment to the state for years and years and years. But recently, you've taken on another volunteer assignment, and I think you're making an amazing difference with the Days of 47 Rodeo. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the rodeo. We're right in the middle of it this week. This is the big rodeo week. Talk a little bit about the rodeo and about your involvement in the rodeo and what's happening.
The interesting thing was that I was asked if I would chair the rodeo, bring it downtown, and make it successful. And I said, why do you care about rodeo? And they said, well, for 100 years, this has been the way that we've honored our pioneer heritage and our Western heritage. And I said, what does rodeo have to do with pioneers?
Right.
And they said, well, that's the way we've celebrated it, but pioneers are determined and resilient, and they persevere, and they go onward. And you've got to admire these young rodeo athletes for the same virtues, and this is a good way for us to remember our Western traditions. And then I thought about all of the Western states, Western cities, that have big rodeos.
Yeah.
And you can think of Dallas and San Antonio and Houston and Denver. And
even Calgary.
Calgary. And these are urban cities, but their people do an amazing job of supporting rodeo. And the reason they support rodeo is because they use the proceeds to help their kids. Last year alone, San Antonio gave $18 million in scholarships to Texas youth generated from their rodeo. They held it 18 days.
Wow.
It was so popular. And so I started thinking, well, you know, rodeo could be an economic engine for our state. We could bring a lot of people in and help make a difference for our at-risk youth by raising some money. So the first year, I just tried to sell tickets, and it was hard to get people to come back to rodeo. We did pretty well. The second year, we did even better. But this year, we decided we got to give people a reason to come to rodeo.
Yeah.
So I got 65 businesses. That's quite a few. You think of everybody I've called to see if they would help sponsor the rodeo and buy rodeo tickets and dinners to Ribs and Rodeo.
Yeah, the first year you've done this, right?
We call it Ribs and Rodeo. And good night, that made a difference. You ought to have seen it last night. There were 500 people there on the plaza in the tents eating ribs, and another probably 500 that were buying it from different vendors on the plaza. And then we had, you know, the mutton busting taking place that UVU helped us with, and we had petting zoo, and we had a pony rides, and we had a lot of cowboy music going off from the stand, and it was just a big night.
Yeah.
We'll have all that and more on Saturday night. We'll have the big Jack Daniels barbecue cook-off, and what that is a big national competition, and the winners in Salt Lake will go to the national, But we have 25 top teams coming in with their cookers and to do barbecue. And you'll see a lot of barbecue smoke on the plaza besides the ribs. And it should be a big night. Plus, on Saturday night, Maverick has donated 8 four-wheelers that say Maverick on them. And they're giving them to the 8 top Cowboys. And you say, well, how come you have 8 when you only have 7 events? And that's because the head and heelers have 2 in them, you know.
One right.
The hoof, or the hoofs and one the head. But we're doing well. We had 2,000 more people come last night than we had come the first night last year. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's showing that this Ribs and Rodeo is really working. Now, R&R Barbecue are doing the ribs, and they're doing ribs and pulled pork, and they're doing brisket and beans and coleslaw, you know, all the things you think of with a ribs barbecue. And to see those tents last night filled with people, mainly from companies that sponsored it, and then we ran the names of the companies around the ring in the Energy Solutions Arena. So we gave them all pretty good publicity. But it was nice to see all of our Salt Lake businesses involved in trying to sponsor Rodeo and help us commemorate Pioneer Day and honor the pioneers.
Well, I think
what else do you want to know?
I want to make a comment, and then I'm going to ask you another question. And the comment is that I think this is kind of classic Kem Gardner, that you take a concept like this and then you expand it and you grow it and you figure out what works, and you weren't just satisfied saying we're going to sell tickets. You said, what do people really want? People like food. People like ribs. People like barbecue, and that's kind of part of the Western heritage,
well,
too.
Anybody that was there loved it, Jason. They really got into it last night. But, you know, don't say Kem Gardner. What I figured out, I thought they wanted me because they thought I had deep pockets and I'd cover the cost, which I have to admit I have been, but but what they really wanted me for was because I know people.
Yeah.
And I was able to bring together some really talented people. Dan Shaw, who lives down in Elkridge by the Cowboys, he has a ranch down there, but he's from Henderson, Nevada. He has volunteered his time. He helped get the NFR started down in Las Vegas. He knows rodeo. He's been a head and healer.
Yep.
And you know Tom Whitaker, who ran Cowboy Poetry up in Heber.
Yep.
He knows how to do outdoor events. And Cliff Blomquist is the Mr. Utah Rodeo. In fact, he's being honored tonight up in Ogden. But he knows how to run rodeo. So I pulled these people together with Chantel Martin, who I hired to work for me so that she could help me run the rodeo. And they do an incredible job. And then I got R&R Advertising to help us. And so we're thinking big. Now here's, do you want to talk problems?
I'm happy to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let's talk problems.
Well, think about what we're faced with.
Yeah.
We've got 500, or well, we got 300 something cowboys and cowgirls that come in. There's 7 events, and there's 12 in each event. And so, you know, you figure that out, that's probably 400.
Yep.
And we got to park their trailers and unload their horses. We got to have all the livestock. We can't house it at the Energy Solutions, so we have to keep it out at the fairgrounds. We have to bring the dirt in and everything. We have to bring the livestock in every night, take it back to the fairgrounds, and handle all of the cowboys. And in the meantime, the outdoor retailers have taken our parking lot to set their tents up.
Yeah.
So we don't have the parking. We got UTA to agree that if you got a rodeo ticket, then they'll let you ride free.
Yeah.
So you can come to the rodeo and ride UTA free and not worry about parking.
Yep.
They'll let you ride out at the front door. But the problems we have is, how do we grow this thing at Energy Solutions? Now, I want to say that the Miller family, Gail particularly, have been just outstanding. They let us have a very, very reasonable rate on renting the arena.
No surprise there. I mean, Gail in particular, but really the whole family,
they're
steps up again and again.
They're just amazing.
Yeah.
And they want to make it work, but they know that we don't have the space. And so what I've been thinking, well, and then Dan Shaw's been telling me that we ought to do a world or national championship women's barrel racing contest, that there are 10,000 barrel racers in the country that would love to compete.
Hmm.
And I don't know how to do that at Energy Solutions. And where do you park their trailers and horses? And how do we run that out of there? So I've been thinking that what we ought to do is start talking about the fairgrounds. Now, the fairgrounds isn't right downtown, but the fairgrounds has light rail go right in front. The fairgrounds has a large space. And I talked to the governor, and I've talked to Greg Hughes, and I've talked to Mayor Becker, and I've talked to Mayor McAdams. And I said, how can we all work together and get a championship, state-of-the-art rodeo arena and put it out at the fairgrounds where we have room for parking, we have room on the mall for our tents and for ribs and for our music and all of the events that we want with it.
I think the state has struggled, too, with what are we going to do with this fair park. It's a great amenity to have, and the fair uses it, but it sits largely vacant the rest of the year. Maybe that's an interesting answer to what do you do with the fair park, at least for the days of 47.
We could run a lot of days of rodeo out there. And
yeah.
So I'm meeting at 4:30 today with one of the architects that the state fair board is bringing in to start talking about planning, and we'll talk to some others, but I think what we need to do is come up with a concept, and then we need to take it to the legislature and the governor and the mayors and say, here's what we'd like to do. Can you help us?
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of good support for it. But just think of this. I want to mention one other thing. You're going to think that I've got nothing but ideas, but these are all things that have been generated by the committee. There's a group of cowboys, the top 50 cowboys, and cowgirls, too, that have said that just having a payday in December in Las Vegas is not big enough.
Yeah.
And the city of Dallas has agreed to give $20 million to set up an elite rodeo competition.
Wow.
And this elite rodeo group has approached us. We're meeting with them tomorrow at noon to try to finalize our deal. So this is all premature. But what they're saying is they would like to have 4 feeder rodeos to the competition.
Yeah.
They would select the finalists to go to the Dallas Elite Rodeo. And that would be in November, and these same cowboys would then go to NFR in December. So they've talked about Houston, Denver, Calgary, and Salt Lake being the 4 rodeos. That's a great thing for us.
Absolutely.
That makes us a destination rodeo and one of the elite rodeos. The advantage is that we're televising this Saturday night. We're putting it on RFD, you know, rural home delivery. That's 50,000 viewers. But if we go with the elite rodeo group, we'll be on Fox Sports next year, and we'll have another national television audience that can help us in growing the rodeo.
Yeah.
And the idea is if this state will get behind us and help us do a rodeo arena, we could have the women come in during the daytime and run their competition on the barrel racing, and then have the rodeo at night, have the ribs and the food and all the events, and do that all out there and really have something that we could help raise some money to help our Utah kids, our at-risk kids. You know how involved I've been in this changing the odds and trying to help the Title I schools and get early education going. Well, I really would like to do rodeo to honor the pioneers and to help Utah kids.
Yeah.
In fact, I said that's our mission statement. And if we could get out there, don't you think that would help us?
That's the reason you got into it in the first place, it sounds like, was that idea of looking at what other cities have done and how can we help to grow our own rodeo and to become something more like that, that has a bigger impact than just the event itself.
Well, I got into it because I was asked to get into it. Nobody in their right mind volunteers for this. But to work with these great people that are helping put the rodeo on, to meet all these champion cowboys and cowgirls, these are real athletes, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like I gave a couple of cowboys from Houston a ride to their hotel last night, and they came in, they competed, they didn't ride their bulls, they got nothing, they had to pay their entry fees, and then it's on to the next rodeo.
Wow.
I just admired, my heart went out to these young guys that are trying to make it in the rodeo business. If you can make it and qualify, well, then you could go to Dallas or you could go to Las Vegas.
Sure.
And you could make some real money. Now, in Utah, I don't know that our listeners know this, but in Utah, we have got champion cowboys. We've got Casey Fields. Casey is a 4-time or 5-time, I think it's 4, bareback champion of the NFR.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. And we got those five Wright brothers out of Milford, and they alternate being the championship buck and horse, there at the NFR, our saddle bronc. And we've had bull riders, and we've got good competitors in the women's barrel racing, and we can provide an opportunity for those cowboys to make some money. We're paying about $350,000 on this rodeo to the cowboys.
As the prize.
As a prize, and that's high.
Yeah.
And that will only get bigger as we get television revenues and more people.
Kim, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to let people know who may be listening how they can get tickets to come to the rodeo. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will be talking more about rodeo with a legend in Salt Lake City, Kim Gardner, chairman of the Gardner Companies and also chairman of the Days of 47 Rodeo. We'll be right back after these messages. We are back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis with the Downtown Alliance, joined today by a rodeo fan, the king of rodeo in Salt Lake City this week for the Days of 47 Rodeo. Kim Gardner is the chairman of the Days of 47 Rodeo. We're talking all about the impact that the rodeo has, the growth trajectory of the rodeo, and we want to talk a little bit about how you can participate in this event that has been going on for a long time in our... Kim, how long is the rodeo been going on?
This rodeo has been going on for 100 years.
Wow.
It's how we celebrate our pioneer Western traditions. Well, anyway, let me tell you how to come. The Energy Solutions Arena will hold 12,000 for rodeo. And we had a little over 5,000 last night, which was a lot. We'll have more. We'll have 6,000 to 8,000, as we move on this week. But there's still plenty of seats. I want you to know there are plenty of seats. And you can get good tickets, and you can really enjoy rodeo and all of the things going on outdoors as well.
Yeah.
And the way you can do it is go ribsandrodeo.com and just hit tickets, or you can come down to the Energy Solutions box office and buy your tickets. Either way works really well.
I want to tell you something I appreciate about what you're doing there, too. And I think that it's important for people to understand. Sometimes I think the Days of 47 is seen as an LDS event or an LDS holiday. And one of the things I appreciate, Kim, about your inclusive vision is that this is an event for the entire community. This is something that everybody should come out and have this experience. And it is a celebration of the Mormon pioneers coming into the valley, but it's really a celebration of all the other pioneers who have come to Salt Lake City and to this valley ever since 1847.
Boy, I'm glad you mentioned that. I had a fellow tell me, that's just a Mormon holiday, a Mormon rodeo, and I said, oh, good night. What are you talking about? This honors all of the pioneers that have come to this state, whether they came from Africa or they came from Mexico. Or we're honoring anyone that's forward-thinking and visionary and resilient and willing to work hard, and rodeo does that. So yeah. We're not made up of just Mormons on the committee. I mean, this is an ecumenical group that's running the community rodeo for Salt Lake. And no one is paid. We're all volunteers. We're all doing it for the right reasons to celebrate this great Days of 47. Jason, you won't believe this, but we did a poll, and half the people didn't know what Days of 47 meant.
Wow.
So let me just tell you, in July 24th of 1847, the pioneers entered this valley. And so we call it Days of 47 to celebrate when these determined pioneers entered the Salt Lake Valley. We celebrate it with a parade.
Yep.
And with a rodeo. I worry a little bit about how big of an arena we can build, because if we wanted to have other events like concerts and so forth, we could build it maybe 12,000 seats.
Yeah.
But I personally would like to see it somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 seats, a nice, intimate, have a shaded jumbotron that helps when you see the ride over again. I mean, but make it state-of-the-art. Have it all there with plenty of good parking, and have also tracks come right up to it. And I think Salt Lake City, like all of the other Western cities that do it, would support rodeo and would come out to participate.
Yeah.
everybody that's come out has said, I didn't know it was this much fun.
Yeah, it's a great family event. I'm taking my family on Saturday, and we're really excited about it. We're going to, in fact, take some of my son's friends who haven't done it yet, because I think it's a great event for kids to come down and see. The other point I wanted to make is how well the animals are treated, that how they're cared for, and that the animals are athletes, too. It's not just the cowboys and cowgirls, but really... No. It's an event that celebrates the Western heritage and the relationship that we've had with livestock and with animals that goes back for 100 years.
Jason, those animals are better than the cowboys, darn it.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's pretty hard to ride a bull. They are well-treated. None of them are mistreated. We haven't had any problems with herding animals. And I talked to one lady who said, I'm not going to the rodeo because I just can't stand to see those animals hurt. Believe me, they are not hurt, and they're treated very well. Anyway, the rodeo can grow in Salt Lake. We can make it something that helps fund some early education. We can have a lot of fun while we're doing it. Are you going to come and eat ribs with us Saturday night?
I am. I know Roger and Rod from R&R Barbecue really well. In fact, I think I may have introduced you all.
Yeah, I think you did.
Hosting a little barbecue at the Chamber one time after a Days of 47 event. Yep.
Well, last night I couldn't believe how good the ribs were and everything. And we sat in the tent listening right next to us to the music being played and the cowboy songs. And after the rodeo... All of my kids stayed after on the plaza and danced to the Charlie Jenkins band.
Yeah.
And a lot of people stayed out there until 11:30 at night having the greatest time. And I thought, who ever thought that we'd do all this in Salt Lake? It was just fun.
Kim, thanks so much for your work, not just the rodeo, but your years and years of dedication of building downtown. It really is. It's a different city because of you, and I want to let you know how much the Downtown Alliance appreciates your incredible vision. And you see that, and I think the listeners have heard that today, that you're a visionary, and you're talking about what are we going to do 5 years, 10 years, how are we going to grow this, where can we expand to? Your personality and your passion really have helped to propel this event forward
in some positive ways.
Other people have helped too, but you're the backbone.
People that are doing this, and they're making it work, and... Nobody that knows me would believe anything you said. So. Hey, thanks,
Kim,
Jason.
Thanks
you're
a lot.
Great friend, and you're a great person to be running the downtown. You're making it happen here. Thank you.
We're all on the same team. Thanks, Kim. And you've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW.